Well, I don't trust big pipe. I'm going to try it again, though.
I believe that was Kathy Bacon.
Yes, I think it was Kathy Bacon.
She didn't say who it was.
We know who it was.
We know who it was. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And I think that the reason that you, the duration between our episodes seems so long to you is that you're used to listening to Big Fatty, who puts out 5 shows a week.
Yeah, we don't roll that way.
No. No, we're lucky if we get like 2 or 3 down a month.
Yep. You have to have a little patience with us. We're slow.
Yes. So thank you for that voicemail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty puts out.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3222. I say chew. Of the BFO for right day, the 12th of June 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Boston Josh that time. Flaggers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Yo, you're flaggers. Big Fatty, Casey in Denver was a flagger. Well, and Harley flags also, but different. Big Fatty, you're vulgar. But y'all, Sunday. Sunday here in the U.S. of A. Y'all, it's Flag Day. Big Fatty, you're a grand old fat flag. I'm sorry, it was just a little slip of the tongue, kind of like you forgetting Taffy Carlisle Huffington's celebration of exiting the birth canal. But it's no big deal, Big Fatty. It was only her 50th, and you know, you just let it. See y'all now. First of all, y'all, yesterday, Thursday, which is when I'm recording this, so technically I'm not, I haven't fucked it. Yes, Big Fatty, you fucked it up. But anyway, y'all, Thursday was Taffy Carlisle Huffington's 50th birthday, and that, coffee boy of hers reminded us all on the Twitty. Yes, Big Fatty, we couldn't depend on you to remind us, but anyway. But, y'all, if you've never met Taffy, it's your loss is all I gotta say. It's just your loss. But, y'all, in addition to Taffy's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, we have not one, not two, but 3 others that we are celebrating. Y'all, today for right day, y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's... just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, he's one of the game night gals. We hadn't heard from them in Big Fatty a couple of years of Sundays, it's true. And y'all, it's the one and only national treasure, Curtis Hill. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Curtis. It's true, we do. And y'all, then on Saturday, y'all, I've met this person, y'all, one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. kindest people you'll ever meet, except to her mother. She made her mother sit by me at a meet and greet. And y'all, I just thought it was elder abuse. Big Betty! But y'all, she was at the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. She came to a meet and greet at the Disneyland, y'all. And y'all, she did that death show. What was it called? I don't recall it off the top of my head, but it's some kind of death show. The Last Ovation, that's it. And y'all, it's Melissa the Confused. Oh, man, I even love Melissa the Confused. And y'all, then we have one more celebration of exiting the Burke. It's kind of different. Y'all, because this person lives in northern Mexico, and y'all, it's colder than a witch's tit. During his normal celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's kind of like Archer. He has two birthdays during the year, y'all. It is the one and only Turnip Head's summer birthday. Big Ready, we love Turnip Head. So y'all, if you see Taffy, Curtis Hill, Melissa the Confused, or Turnip Head, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy music and a cloudy day. It just doesn't get any better than that. It's true. First of all, thank you to Alex for that. Honestly, this isn't going to take very long at all. No, Big Fatty, you don't do shit. But y'all, after I recorded yesterday, let's see, what did I had lunch. I had lunch out with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And, y'all, so I really wasn't, y'all, the older I get, the less hungry I am. And, so, y'all, I think I had two or three of those barbecue ribs left. And, y'all, they don't have a whole lot of meat on them or anything. That's the only problem with those St. Louis ribs, y'all, they don't have a lot of meat on them, but if you got a dog and you give your dog spare rib bones, there's plenty of bone there. But anyway, let's see. But y'all, I just had that, and y'all, it just wasn't sitting well with me. But y'all, I had some of that Gus Chad ginger drink with the lemon and honey in it, and y'all, I just put it on some crushed ice, and I sat and kind of crunched on that and sipped that, and y'all, it helped my tum tum, eh, fatty your tum tum. Let's see, and y'all, I watched some more of that Schitt's Creek. And y'all, it really is quite good. y'all, I have finished season two now. Y'all, Mr. Cackle sent me a message saying, "Oh, Big Ready, just be prepared. There will be some episodes where you're cutting onions." So, hadn't had one of those yet. But, y'all, it's just a nice, funny show. It reminds me a lot of a British farce, where everybody just stumbles in at the wrong time and then they have to find a way to get out of it and all like that. Y'all, it's just lovely. But y'all, I slept pretty well on hump day night. That young gentleman caller that wants to come back and see me, y'all, he sent me a message. Hey, Big Fatty, And, you know, can I come? And I said, no. And so anyway, y'all, I just can't believe I'm saying no. But anyway, let's see. What else was I going to tell you? Y'all slept very well, woke up about 7 or so. And y'all, you could tell that the clouds had moved in, and y'all, we were having the rain was coming down.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
I rolled back over and I got up a little bit before 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I was rested. I was lovely rested, fixed my coffee. Y'all, I fixed some shishimi rice. You know, I heard old Crooked Hat talking about cooking rice in bacon grease and all. And y'all, that's what shishimi rice is, except it's not out of the rice steam cooked. Y'all, it's cold leftover rice. You fry up 3 or 4 pieces of bacon, and you put some of the cold rice in there in the bacon grease, and you crumble the bacon on top of it. And put some salt on it. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And, anyway, I had that for my brufkas. And, y'all, then I, you know, made up the bed and everything. Got my newspaper. The newspaper came without incident. And so got that. And then I... y'all, I started watching the Schitt's Creek again, cause y'all, I was expecting a call, and y'all, I still hadn't gotten my call yet. Y'all, I do want to say one thing, y'all, I spoke to my via the e-letters, spoke to my agent for selling my mother's condominium, and y'all, she said that the lady that's buying the place is putting 50% down. So y'all, that makes me even happier, because I don't think there'll be any problem at all with her getting her financing or anything like that. Yes, me Betty. And but anyway, but y'all, all I've done is watch the Schitt's Creek today. Y'all, now I did make up a meatloaf. Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. Y'all had put the hamburger in there and some grilled onions and an egg and a brown gravy mix and some breadcrumbs. You know, the old gal told me that last time I made a meatloaf that it sounded like I made a meat brick. And she was right. And y'all, I took it out of the oven and had a little bite of it. Y'all, it's really quite tasty. Quite tasty. And I'm not gonna have that for my supper. Y'all, you know, I bought that Southern Cobb solid on hump day at the Vonzi, so I'm gonna have that for my supper. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Yo, fart, spakin. Hey, Big Licky's gonna need a new little nickname there. He's not so big anymore with his new felt little figurine. And you're welcome, Snotty Scotty. My pleasure to gift you a journal. And when you came here, you, like, totally went overboard with giftettes for us guys. So when I go to Australia and we go on our 2022 world tour, I'm just going to be coming with 3 suitcases, and I'll just let you have one of the suitcases, and then you won't even have to unload all the gifts I'm going to bring you. And watch, I'll forget by the time we do this tour or whatever in 2022. But anyway, everyone else should start saving too, because Hat and Zed are going to join us, right? And Anyway, yeah, so it's like Tuesday night, but it feels like it should be like midday Saturday or something like that. And I don't know what's going on in the universe, but it rained so much here in the last few days that it's crazy. All right, well, what happened?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, was she making a call with her friend? Oh, who's her friend? Captain Morgan? Well, it could have been, but anyway, I don't know. But Miss Bacon, always lovely to hear from you. And by the way, I don't know if you can reach out to your second cousin twice removed, your identical cousin, Miss Patty Bacon, but we hadn't heard from her in a month of Sundays either. And Big Fatty, I know you're worried. She's probably running around. Well, knowing her, she's probably running around only with a Max on. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Dear Gussie, now y'all, a couple of things. Old Crooked Hat and Mittens, they are moving. Yes, Big Fatty, 4 men and 2 trucks on Saturday. And y'all, I think it's going to take about 15 minutes for the movers to move everything, because y'all, they've all but taken everything over to their new castle. Big Fatty, is that like the Craft Castle? It's probably very similar. I don't know. Now, y'all, this weekend, a couple of things here. Now, these are very important things. Y'all, today, for right day, at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, y'all, that is the last chance for little shows to sign up to be a part of the Pride 48 weekend that is coming up the 26th through the 28th of June. And y'all, since so many Pride events have been canceled, y'all, this may be one of the few that can continue on without any problems. Big Fatty, you forgot about that 20 minutes of silence. Well, that really wasn't a problem. It was a wish come true. Big Fatty. But anyway, so y'all, today for right at 8 p.m., last chance to sign up. You go sign up over at pride48.com. You just create an account, and then you sign up to participate. Y'all, then on this Sunday night, the 14th, y'all, we're going to have State of the Station at pride48.com. Come join the chat room. That'll be for everybody. But y'all, we're going to announce the schedule of all the little shows that have signed up and when their time slots are. So that's Sunday night. So y'all put that on your mock-in calendar and be over there. I'm sure Veritable Virgo, by the way, his kitty cat is fine. I got word about that. But I'm sure Veritable Virgo will be putting out plenty of reminders for you. But we'll see you Sunday night at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, the only time zone that matters. And we'll tell you the June Pride 48 schedule. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I forgot to tell you, on hump day night after I had my ribs, y'all, I went out for a nipple walk. Didn't quite get 10,000 steps, but I'm glad I went out. But y'all, I was just soaked to the bone. Beh, Betty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Now y'all, one thing I want you to prepare for on Monday. On Monday, it is World Gin Day. Big Fatty, you mean like whirled around like a tornado? No, world, W-O-R-L-D. Oh, that's very different. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Game Night Gals. And Curtis and Brian, what do you remember?
Big Fatty puts out.
Oh, Big Fatty, how the hell could anybody forget that? Vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.